the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And we're a little over a week away, Lundy, from the NFL draft. And DraftKings has got a ton of player props that are out there tied to where a certain prospect may go with the team or where they're going to go over or under a pick line. They've got a billion different things, so you got to scrub it, you got to vet it, and you got to set it and lock and load a wager to try to make some of the cash money. It's all a guessing game right now. I mean, look at the Justin Fields odds, right? We were talking about about 10 days ago, he was at plus 150 to be the number three overall pick, and then late last week, it swung in the other direction. He was minus 125, and now today, he's plus 100. Why? Because Trey Lance is having a second pro day. So maybe like the upper echelon of the San Francisco 49ers organization, nobody has really quite figured out what that team is going to do at number three. But I will say this, one prop that I love right now, you can't go either Devontae Smith versus Jalen Waddle. Which wide receiver from Alabama, Roll Tide, will go first in this NFL draft? And I actually like Waddle at minus 104, a little bit lighter juice there compared to his former college teammate. And you look at, you know, where Devontae Smith is in terms of the over-under, it's a pick 11.5. I like the over on that as well. The one team that I could see taking the reigning Heisman Trophy winner would be the New York Giants at number 11. But outside, they got Philadelphia at 12. You got New England at 15. Unless somebody jumps one of those squads to secure, a top 11 pick, I think Smith's going to maybe slip a little bit in this draft. And I think Waddle, quite frankly, is more NFL ready. What are your thoughts?
Well, I like Waddle. I like the idea of getting a much better juice out of it. Where I've enjoyed where some of these draft props have gone, Brad, is you can essentially bet on how batshit crazy Jim Irsay is. Did you see, and every team has this, but I just love throwing this out. It is plus 50,000 if he were to go basically with a special teamer, a kicker, a punter, or a long snapper. And I'm sorry, but Jim Irsay is batshit crazy, and I really don't know what he's going to do. So I don't know. Maybe I'll put like $1.50 on that. Just
why
in
not
case
throw five Irsay on it? Who cares?
No, I like the pick on Waddle. I know you were tweeting this over the weekend. It is plus 225 right now for the Steelers to snag a running back with their first pick.
Yep.
You and I have talked a lot about Najee Harris and how much he fits into that system with them moving on from James Conner. So, folks, as Brad just said, take some time over the next couple of days. Dive into some of these draft props, especially for you as somebody that is maybe a fan of a very particular team. Maybe you're a fan of those Colts and you've got an idea of what they're going to do. Man, dive in because this is going to be fun over the next 10 days.
Yeah, good call on that Pittsburgh Steelers prop at plus 225 because Gary Dulac, who covers the Pittsburgh Steelers locally there, one of the more trusted voices in that market, came out over the weekend and said the Steelers are going to spend a round one or a round two pick on a running back. They missed Le'Veon Bell. They want to get back to that heyday. So it makes entirely too much sense whether they go Harris or Travis Etienne or maybe even Javonte Williams there in round one. It's a distinct possibility that could come through. And again, at plus odds, you know, that's worth firing off a ticket on full show. And look, if you want to get in on those NFL draft props or anything else, you need to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And Masvidal versus Usman put on a show the last time they stepped into the octagon, and round two is sure to pack a punch. DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's title fight with 26-1 odds on either title contender to reign victorious. Pick either main event fighter to win during this weekend's UFC 261 title fight, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give you 26-1 odds. In other words, just bet $5 on either fighter to win, and if they walk out with the belt, you will cash $130. $100. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $5 into $136 if the title contender of your choice wins. Place your bet and watch the fist fly this weekend. That's code FTN to turn $5 into $130 if the fighter of your choosing takes home the crown. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, West Virginia, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to this Monday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Linda, you got your stick in hand. I want you to check the sports book into the damn boards. Let's go NHL 94 style on it. Drop the gloves and start throwing some fisticuffs. What do you like on the ice tonight, hombre?
All right, let's start things off here. First of all, shout out last night to Vancouver, who basically had not played since, I think, the Clinton administration, and managed to get that overtime win. So hat tip to them for finally making it back out on the ice after all the COVID problems they've been dealing with. Let's talk about Minnesota taking on the Arizona Coyotes. Now, this is one where we're going to zig instead of zag, folks. We are going to take Arizona on the money line at a plus 129. Minnesota 5-1 against the Yotes this season. Aha, but yes, Arizona has their goaltender of choice back. Darcy Kemper is back after missing 19 games with an injury against St. Louis on Saturday. He had 20 saves. He actually gave up a goal on the second shot he faced, gave up another goal about 8 minutes later, and then boom, slammed the door on St. Louis. And I think he's going to do the same thing to Minnesota. Arizona back home. I think Arizona as the underdog on the money line at a plus 129. Look for the Yotes to howl at home.
Ow! Bet on Arizona.
Number four.
All right, sticking with the NHL. Give me another pick, my man.
Let's go with Edmonton at home on the money line as well, taking on the Montreal Canadiens, who, by the way, the Habs have been kicking me in the teeth when it comes to my parlays lately. So this could be a little bit of me on tilt. But I will say this. I'll take Edmonton because Montreal is playing their fifth game in 8 nights. They're playing their third game out of the last 4 nights. They are 4-1 on the season against Edmonton, but I think Edmonton can manage to pick this one up at home. Watch this as the key. Get Edmonton to put the puck in the back of the net to start the game off. The Habs are 17-3-4 when they score first, but they are only 2-11-5 when they don't. So if Edmonton can manage to score first, I think Montreal's in trouble. They've got no Brendan Gallagher. He is out with that thumb injury. He's basically going to be on the long-term IL here for a while. So I'll take Edmonton at home going up against the Habs.
All right, lay a little cash on the Oilers.
Number three.
All right, let's go to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day in the NBA presented by, shocker, MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now. It's a DFS game unlike any other. It's just you against the house and all of your favorite player props, more or less, over or under on stats that you already know and track. Points, rebounds, assists, and fantasy points when it comes to the NBA. And, of course, they cover all the sports that are out there. Put them in packs of two all the way up to six. And the more you hit on the more or less, the more money you stuff in your pockets. And use that promo code FTN. Again, FTN. And when you do, as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. Have an MKF in good time at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And Lundy, you know, you were talking about being on tilt. You reminded me of that sheep video that was making the rounds over the weekend.
That was you,
trapped in the trench, and the kid pulls him out by the leg, and the sheep's like, woohoo, I'm free, go skipping down the road just a few feet and right back in the trench yet again. And that's Lundy to a T. And another viral video that kind of reminds me of this player, and it's Kelly Olynyk, who we're going to talk about here. I don't know if you saw the Bobcat video of, you know, that random bobcat that was attacking a woman, and the guy had a sheet cake and he's put it in the back of his car. He sees his wife being attacked by this bobcat. He picks it up and he's like looking at the bobcat as he's got it up with this guy. Then he throws him across the lawn and the bobcat goes scurrying off. Well, Kelly Olynyk is the dad in that video, and he is tossing around opponents like they're bobcats right now. He is blasting. He is booming in the box score, and the books haven't caught up, man. And we got another soft number tonight and a revenge game. All the rage like that dad throwing a bobcat against the Miami Heat. Remember, the Heat dealt him in late March to the Houston Rockets. And the PRA tonight is 26.5. And you know what I'm going to do? Breaking out the sledgehammer on the over on this. He's done it in six straight games. This month, Lundy, he's averaging 33.9 minutes per contest, 21.9 points per game, 8.7 rebounds per game, and he's chipping in close to an assist per game as well. Yes, Miami is number six in adjusted defensive efficiency on the season, but according to the advanced EVP tool at FTNDaily.com, this is the 10th best matchup for a power forward, and it is a top half matchup for a stretch big. Ride the hot hand, toss the damn bobcat yet again, Kelly Olynyk, and make us some money. Bring the heat against your former employer. Fade or follow on the Canadian Kelly Olynyk over 26.5 in the PRA.
That's why dogs are better than cats. look, I'm going to follow just because this is a trend. You just got to keep going until it bucks you. It's the same thing we were doing back at the beginning of the season with Jeremy Grant and his new digs with Detroit after leaving Denver. I think this is the same thing right now with Olynyk and the Rockets. I think this is one that you keep going to that betting well until it bucks you. You mentioned the fact he's done it so many games in a row. His minutes are there. That's the other key, obviously. Can't do anything when you're sitting on the bench. Well, he's out there for 33 plus, so this is an easy one to be able to follow. Keep going until he proves you wrong.
Revenge game with Kelly Olynyk,
number two.
All right, let's go to the diamond where I lost a lot of money yesterday, so let's go ahead and try to recuperate. I was that cheap in the trench London chasing, and I actually bet on the Cubs last night. Boy, that was a terrible, dreadful, woeful mistake that I made, and I should have known better because they've been lousy all season long. Who has not been lousy is Joe Musgrove of the San Diego Padres. A guy that's got a no-hitter to his name already this season, and he draws the Milwaukee Brewers. And I'm going to take the over on 7.5 strikeouts. It seems like a high number, but he's gone over this total in two or three starts so far this season. He's got 11.37 K per nine and 19 innings pitched with a glorious, sparkling 24-2 strikeout-to-walk split with just one earned run allowed over those 19 innings pitched. A look at the Brewers, they're number seven in Major League Baseball in K rate at 26.9%. They've struck out 153 times in 15 games, and they're batting just .209 as a team. And remember, you have no Yelich, who is on the IL right now. And you look at some of the projection services out there, they got Musgrove at 8.18 as an average strikeouts projected in this game. So again, that would be over. We just need to get to 8Ks to make some cash money. So are we going to make some money with Musgrove? Feed or follow over 7.5 punchouts.
I'll roll with anybody throwing no-nos. Come on, let's have some fun. No, you're right, because Milwaukee, lots of Ks, frontward Ks, backward Ks, special K. I mean, you name it. Milwaukee not doing it from the plate here so far this season. So I like San Diego. I like the fact that they're at home. I think this one aligns perfectly. I think he finishes the game with 9 punchouts.
Yeah, let's do it. Make it rain, Musgrove.
Number one.
All right, let's stick with the strikeout prop theme, and let's go out west in a battle between the Seattle Mariners and the LA Dodgers. And I'm taking the under on Justice Sheffield. That's another one of those names like Griffin Canning, where you almost have to, you know, say with your pinky out, Justice Sheffield. But I'm going to take the under on 4.5 strikeouts against the Dodgers. That's a plus odds, mind you, Lundy. Yes, he's gone over in two turns of the rotation both times. 5 strikeouts against Baltimore, 5 strikeouts against the Chicago White Sox. And the White Sox got a lot of thump, a lot of lumber in that lineup, but the LA Dodgers are the best, the la creme de la creme, in total OPS so far this season in Major League Baseball. They're batting a respectable 262 as a team as well. And you look at their K rate, number 23 right now in Major League Baseball, striking out 22.8% of the time. Sheffield, a high ground ball rate, But, and I know he's pitched, you know, decently so far this season, but he's only projected at 4.74 strikeouts, again, as an aggregate, so according to some of the services that are out there. So pulled all together, terrible matchup, knowing that the Dodgers, you know, apply a lot of bat to ball, a guy that shouldn't have a very high K rate anyway, and you look at the projection services agreeing with that logically. You pull it all together, and the under, I think it's right at 4 strikeouts for Sheffield in the end. And you know what we always say on this podcast, get seduced by that juice, and I most certainly am at plus 110. So fade or follow, Justice Sheffield under 4.5 Ks against L.A.
The juice is the only reason I'm doing this, because I'm telling you, he's going to finish with either 4 or 5. I'm convinced of it. It's going to be right there.
Yep.
It's going to come down to, you know, I don't know, maybe a K looking or a K that doesn't get called. You know, I blame the umpires. That's basically what I'm trying to say. I think it's going to come down right to that. But I also think the fact that the Dodgers lost to the Padres after having won 8 in a row, it's time to be able to bounce back. I think the Dodgers will do that. They'll do that against the M's. And Sheffield's in trouble.
Yeah, I think he most certainly is. So definitely fade the living daylights out of him and take that under yet again. Oh, let's work in a couple of bonus times real quick, Lundy, before we get out of here. I know the odds at DraftKings have yet to post, but Ohtani, whatever the RBI prop is, it'll probably be a 0.5. It'll likely be at plus odds, because most of the time RBI props are at plus odds. Take the over against Kohei Arihana of the Texas Rangers. Ohtani batting .361 against righties this season with a redonkulous 1.105 OPS and 11 RBI. I think he's going to knock in a run tonight. And to go back to the NBA, remember we were talking about how, you know, the books haven't caught up to Kelly Olynyk, and how it was like Jeremy Grant earlier this season. Well, the same logic could have been applied recently to MPJ, Michael Porter Jr. And
sure.
I still think his points props are a little bit off tonight. Against the Grizz, it's 21.5, and I'm taking the over, and it's in a light juice at DraftKings at minus 107. He's been over that number in 4 of his last 5, a guy that's averaging 21.9 points per game this month, and he scored 21, so he's right at this number the last time he faced the Grizzlies back in mid-March, but you know, Jamal Murray was still active and on the team at that time. So I think MPJ will get at least 22 points tonight. There you go.
I like it. I'll throw in a hockey player prop for you as well as a bonus time. We were talking about Minnesota and Arizona back at the beginning of the pod. Kevin Fiala, it's juiced up a bit, but this guy's a shot machine. His over-under on shots on goals, 2.5. Take the over. He's just going to keep peppering the net against Darcy Kemper in the hopes that something goes in. And Fiala, like I said, never met a shot he didn't like. So I think he's going to blow past that 2.5 tonight.
Sweetness, make some bonus bucks, whether it's in baseball, the NBA, or on the ice in the NHL. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNBets.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNFantasy.com. For all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs, use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score a sweet subscription discount today. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.